I want you to look at Philippians chapter 2, would you? I was just having my devotions probably about 3 months ago. And does this ever happen to you? A verse of scripture just jumps off the page and grabs you around the neck and won't let you go. Isn't it cool when that happens? I mean, you're just reading along, and maybe it's a verse that you have read 1,000 times, which this verse I've probably read 1,000 times. I've preached it. I've taught it. I've heard it preached. I've heard it taught. I've memorized it. And about 3 months ago, I'm reading, and the verse literally jumped off the page, grabbed me around the neck, shook me, and wouldn't let me go. Now listen, Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Now, if one verse jumped off the page and grabbed me around the neck, one word jumped out of that one verse and really wrapped around my body and just squeezed me almost to death. Now, if you haven't guessed, the verse is verse 9. And the word, it's not name. Anybody want to guess what word has just captivated me for 3 months now, and I can't shake it off. I can't get loose from it. Anybody want to guess what word it is? Above! Above. Now, here's what has just captivated me. The world is crazy about heroes, people, names. We idolize names. And yet there is one name given by God that is what? Above every other name. And now, for 3 months now, every time I see a name exalted, I just think, my Jesus is above. His name is above every other name. And it is so exalted. It is so powerful. It is so magnificent that one day, every knee, not most, every knee. Most of you know I do a daily radio program. And I have a whole bunch of atheists who listen to my program. I think that's so cool. I love it. And they write me nasty letters, sometimes filthy emails. But they keep listening. They keep listening. They keep listening. And I try every month or so, the ones who write me regularly, I try to remind them. You say you hate Jesus. First of all, how can you hate someone who doesn't exist? But, you know, but I want you to know. I want you to note this. I want to go on record. One day, you will bow your knee. One day. You can bow your knee voluntarily now and worship Jesus as I do. Or one day, involuntarily, you will still bow your knee and worship Jesus. That's not true of any football player or any musician or any politician or any other leader that has, is, or ever will live on this planet. It's only true of one. It's only true of one. The Lord Jesus Christ, whose name is above. Oh, Lord, thank you that his name is above, 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 above. And Lord, not only is his name above every name, the power of his name is above every situation. There are people here tonight who are suffering financially. And they are so weighted down by their financial situation. I want them to leave tonight thinking above. There is a name that rises above whatever their circumstance. I'm sure that there are some people here tonight who feel that they have been betrayed by friends or family. There is a name that rises above that betrayal. There are people here tonight that feel lonely and feel all alone. There is a name that rises above that loneliness. There is a name that is above every name and every circumstance and every heartache and every sorrow and every tragedy. His name is above. It's above. And oh God, I thank you that you have given him to us as our Savior. And you have placed his Spirit in our lives. The one who is above is our King, our Savior, our Lord, our Defender, our Provider, our Protector, our Friend. He is everything and above everything, and he is all and in all. He is above. And we thank you that we have the privilege of serving him. And we pray it in the name that is above, the precious name of Jesus. Amen.